Okay, and what about the part that they put the feet in on the horse?
The stirrup.
Okay. If you have a team of horses, is one of them like more important than the other one, or one of them more responsible for the other than the other one?
Not that I know of.
Do you have like a lead animal, or are they?
Yeah, I guess I do.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I've heard them speak of the lead lion.
So it suggests that one of them is more responsive or something, I guess. Okay, if something's not right close by but off a distance, what would you say? Like if you were talking about somebody down the road or a store that was down the road. Or, you know, not a lot of distance away, but a little distance away from you.
Over yonder.
Okay, or a little piece away. If it were a long distance away, what would you say?
Distant.
Okay. If you were looking for something, or somebody were looking for something, and you said, oh, well, that's not hard to find, you can find that, what would you say?
Anywhere.
Okay. If somebody slipped and fell back, what would be the word that you would describe it? He fell.
Backward.
Okay. If he fell the other direction, what
forward.
Would you say? Okay. If you've been fishing or you've been out to get blackberries or something and you didn't get any, and when you came back somebody asked you about it, did you get any, what might you say in the answer? Particularly like if somebody said, did you catch any fish, to a man when he came back, and he'd say to him, did you get any, and what would he answer back?
Weren't biting or?
Yeah, but just the simple answer that he would give to him, that no, I haven't, what would he say?
Haven't caught any.
Okay. If a child were being scolded for doing something wrong, and he were trying to defend himself, and he were trying to say that he hadn't done anything, how would he say that?
I didn't do it.
All right. If somebody had borrowed something of yours and they broke it, and you were trying to make them feel better and say, you know, oh, it didn't make any difference, what might you say to them about the, you know, the...
That's all right.
Okay. How would you let them, make them think that you didn't use it or something like that, would you say? Would you say, well, it's something I didn't use anyway, or...
Probably.
Okay. If a child were crying and you were asking him what was the matter with him, and he said that his brother had something that he had not shared with him, what might the child say in complaining about his brother?
He wouldn't give it to me.
Okay, or he wouldn't give me any or something like that. Okay. If you said that somebody was had been spoiled as a child, and you thought that maybe he'd have trouble in the future, can you think of how you might say that? You anticipate or you expect they're going to have trouble, what would you say? He'll have trouble.
In the future.
Yeah, or can you think of any other way that you might say it? Like using the word likely or apt or something like that?
Apt to go astray.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut, that are made by a plow between the rows?
Grow.
Okay. But, and it's a word also used to describe when somebody frowns, the lines in the forehead.
Brow.
Okay, but the line, the word that means the lines in your brow,
wrinkle.
It's also...
Oh.
No, there are also the lines between the rows of, like when the plow goes down the middle, it makes a what?
Furrow.
Okay. Okay, if you had a good yield of wheat, what would you say? How would you say